Rambam writes it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the HaMitzvah HaYud Aleph, Hisha Tzivana Lilmod Chochma Satorah Lelamda, Vizeo Shenikra Talmud Torah, Vahu Amro Vishinantam Levanecha, Vashon Sifrei, Levanecha Eila Talmidecha, Vachena Ato Motze Vachol Mokom Shana Talmidim Kuyim Banim, Shenema Vayetzu Uvenei HaNeviyim, Vashom, in the Sifri Nehema, another drasha, Rishinantam Shiyuhum Mechudodim Besoch Picha. Kisho Odom Sho Alcha Dovo Lo Tehe Megam Gem Lo Ela Emolo Miyad. That last drasha of the Sifri that the Rambam quotes, the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes it also, that Rishinantam Shiyuhum Tehe Mechudodim Beficha. That it should be at the tip of a person's tongue. Shem yishol cha'odim dova lo tehim gam game lo. A person shouldn't stutter, but emolo miyad, he should be able to answer immediately. That's the degree of command of Divrei Torah which we aspire to under Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But why is the Rambam quoting this in Sefer Mitzvahs? In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't tell us the din of the Mitzvahs. Sefer Mitzvahs is intended as a list of the Mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't tell us, he tells us Mitzvahs Tefillin doesn't tell us any of the din of what Tefillin are. The Sefer Mitzvah was intended, the Rambam said he made himself a checklist in anticipation of writing Mishnah Torah. So he made it for himself a checklist that he shouldn't forget any of the Tayag Mitzvahs. So it's intended just to be a listing of the mitzvah with the most elemental definition of the mitzvah. This is already a part within the mitzvah. That shiyu divrei Torah mechudodim beficha. So Elamai, the Rambam explains in the Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs that he will be marich to when his minyan, when the rationale for his minyan isn't self-evident. When there's something which is either mechudosh in the Rambam's minyan, when the Rambam is diverging from his predecessors amongst the Mani and Mitzvahs. So then the Rambam he'll make his case. He'll show to us, he'll prove to us that his minyan is the correct one. And clearly that's the case here as well. If you look in Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer Mitzvahs, so Rav Sadia Gaon has Lilmod and Lelamed as two different mitzvahs. And the Rambam has it as a single mitzvah. Here in Sefer Mitzvahs, and of course in the Yad as well. Lilmod Chochma Satorah Lelamda. So how does the Rambam know that it's one mitzvah? If anything, the Svara is like Rav Sadia Gaon. As interconnected as the two are, but clearly very distinct. Yeah, Enoch and Ami, it's a good thing to learn before you teach. I'm always not always in this or that, but it really is a good thing. You really should do that. No, do as I say, not as I do. So they're obviously interconnected, but that interconnection notwithstanding doesn't conflate them into one mitzvah. Mikra Bikurim is interconnected with Havas Bikurim. It's two different mitzvahs in the minyan of mitzvahs. So the Rambam is proving to us how he knows it should be one mitzvah. V'shinantam levanecha, so the Rambam quotes two drushes of the Sifri on the phrase, on the pasuk of v'shinantam levanecha. The first one he quotes, v'lashon Sifri, again, ha-mitzvah yeh yiral fisha tzivana lilmol chochma sator lalamda, v'hu amro, I skipped a few words, v'hu amro v'shinantam levanecha, v'lashon Sifri, he quotes two drushes of the Sifri, Levanecha elu talmidecha,
V'sham ne'emar, again skipping a little bit, v'shinantam shiyu mechudadim b'soch picha.
The first rasha of the Sifri of Banecha Elo Talmidecha reflects the fact that v'shinantam means to teach. To whom do you teach? So it doesn't mean that you teach only your biological sons. No, Banecha Elo Talmidecha. So the first rasha of the Sifri reflects and is anchored in an understanding that Rishinantam means to teach. The second drash of the Sifri, Shiyum Uchudam Tarpicha, reflects and is anchored in an understanding that Rishinantam means you should learn. To what degree should you learn? What type of command of Divrei Torah should you have? Ad kedei kach. Not just that if you're holding in the sugya, no, someone comes out and asks, yeah, amor lo miyad. So you see, al pi de sifri, that the Torah combined lilmod and lilamed into a single word. Now, let's reread a phrase that we skipped the second time around. V'hamitzvah ha-yud aleph, hi shetzivanu lilmo chokmas ha-toru ulalamda, v'zehu shenikra talmud Torah. It's a funny... V'zehu shenikra talmud Torah. I don't know, before we opened the Sefer Mitzvahs, I think we knew what talmud Torah meant. It wasn't one of the words where we would be inclined to pull out our dictionary. What I'm saying is in Zewa Nikra Talmud Torah. So what does he mean? So the Rambam means like this. In Lashon HaKodesh, when you want to form, you have a three-letter Shoresh, and you want to form out of that shoresh, not a verb, but a noun. So there are different ways of doing it. One of the ways that a noun is constructed from a shoresh is you have a tuf before the shoresh, and you have a vav between the second and third letters of the shoresh. So, for instance, tanchumei aveilim. Tanchumei aveilim. It's a Lashon Mikra also, not just a Lashon Chazal, it's a Lashon Mikra also. We speak of Tanchumim. Mo'oshev Hashem, we just said Halal Rosh Chodesh, kol tagmulohi olay. So the Shoresh is Nun Ches Mem, in the case of Tanchumim, you have the Tav before the Shoresh, you have the Vav between the second and third letters of the Shoresh. Just 2 more minutes of dictic reversing. Hold on. This is good stuff. And Tagmaloi also, the Shoresh is Gimel Mem Lamed. You have the Tav before the Gimel Mem. You have the Vav between the Mem and the Lamed. Okay, fine. And that's Talmud is, the word Talmud is built the same way. Okay. But the Shoresh, Lamed Mem Dalet, when you make it into the noun, are you assuming Lamed Mem Dalet as in limeid, teach? Or are you assuming Lamed Mem Dalet as in lamad, learn? Which of the two meanings or form of the Shoresh Lamed Mem Dalet is reflected in the noun Talmud? So in the case of Tanchumei Aveilim, we're working off the l'nachem, right? So if you would sort of extrapolate from there, so then Talmud is working off of l'lameid. In tagmulohi aloi is lashon ligmol chesed. So if you work off of that, so then Talmud is built not from limeid, but from lamad, not from l'lameid, but l'lameid. So which does it mean? It means both. Says the Rambam, so you also see that in Lashon Chazal, the phrase Chazal use for Torah, is a phrase that means both Vilma and Lamed.
Why? Because you see that that's what the Torah did in Vishinantam, because it's one mitzvah.
Niflam Od, Rambam. Niflam Od, as usual.
As always. But what's the Svara, though? The Svara still remains hidden, no? The Svara supports Vusadja.
That, again, as interconnected as Lilmod and Lilamed are, but they're very conceptually distinct. It's one action, one activity to learn. It's another action, another activity to teach. Again, Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam notwithstanding, there's Lilmod and there's Lilamed. Elamai, there is one vantage point in which Lilmod and Lamed are not distinct, but Lilmod and Lamed are two halves of a whole. Instead of being two related wholes with a W, the two halves of a whole. And that is, if the definition of the mitzvah is that a person should be a link in the Masorah, so how is one a link in the Masorah from Sinai? One is a link in the Masorah from Sinai. One receives Lilmod, and one transmits Lilamed. So from that vantage point, viewed from that angle, so Lilmod and Lilamed are no longer two distinct actions, conceptually separate. No, but they're clearly two halves of a whole. And that's what the Rambam is telling us, that the mitzvah's Talmud Torah is that we're obligated to be a link in transmitting Torah. To be a link in transmitting Torah, first, again, chronologically, first means Lilmod, but that's only half of the charge. That's only half of the mandate. The other half is Lilamed, and only through that two-step process is a person serving as a link in the Masorah. The one Baba Basra commenting on the Yesh Nochlin, commenting on the Pasuk in Parshas Va'era of the Nasati Oso Lochem Morosh Ani Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vahevesi Haschem Al Oretz, Asher Nasasi Yisyadi Osei Sosa L'Avam Yitzhak L'Yankov V'Nasati Oso Lachem Marosh Ani Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is described as a Marosh. So the Gemara asks, what's the semantics of the word Marosh? What does it mean? And the Gemara concludes that Marosh has a double meaning. Marosh means that it's a Yerusha. It's an inheritance that a person receives. And it's a Marosh. It's an inheritance that a person bequeaths. That the Lashon of Marosha has that double meaning. Both meanings, both the receiving, the Yerusha, as well as being Morish, as well as bequeathing, and both meanings are compressed into that one word Marosha. The Torah that Moshe Ben commanded us is something which is a Marosha. It's something to receive as Yerusha. Again, unlike Yerusha in other contexts, which a person receives passively, there's nothing passive, obviously, about receiving the Yerusha of Torah. But Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marosha Kiddush Yaakov, again, this depiction that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah
is to be a link in the Masorah. That the Torah should be a Marasha. The way Torah is a Marasha is that we receive, we transmit. Lomod u'ulamit. This understanding of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah highlights it's true regardless. It's true regardless. But it's accentuated. It's accentuated by this Havana. When the Rambam in the Hagdama to the Yad HaZakah describes the Shalshalas HaMasorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, so after describing it in detail, beginning with Kol HaMitzvah Shenitnu L'Moshe B'Sinai B'Ferush HaNitnu, so then the Rambam, he has a recap, he has a summation. And he says, Nimsa Merav Ashi Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Avoim Ish. There were 40 links, 40 links in the chain of Masorah from Rav Ashi with Chasimus HaTalmud, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, counting up, the Rambam counts up from Rav Ashi to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Ashi, Mei Rava, Rava is 2, Mei Rava is 3, Mei Rav Huna is 4, 5. And when you get to the top of that chain, Mei Eli, 37, Mei Pinchas, 38, Mei Yeshua, 39, Mei Moshe Rabbeinu, 40, Rabban Shel Kol Neviim, May Im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So when one is a part of a Masorah, so it means one is a part of a Masorah with all the Chachmei HaMasorah. But not only that, that's already something extraordinary to reflect upon, that when one learns Torah, so one is connecting to, and then transmitting, passing on a Masorah. So one's part of a chain that includes Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Pinchas. Past the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim, the Rambam, the Gaon, the Chaim, the Rav. It's extraordinary to think about. That in whatever minute degree one does accept and transmit that Masorah. But all of that pales in comparison to Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. One connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the top of the chain. If one grabs on to the bottom link, the link of the generation which is above us. That's the bottom link. That's the link which is closest to us. When one holds onto that chain, the top of that chain is Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The other pe'or, and again with which we'll conclude for tonight, the Rav quoted from the Chaim the following Heorah, which integrates very beautifully with what we've been talking about, how the structure or the sequence of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah seems very anomalous, seems very counterintuitive. The Rambam begins with the chelek of the mitzvah of Lalameh. Katan Aviv Chayv Lamdo Torah Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis Kishem Shadam Chayv Lamed Is Beno Kafu Chayv Lamed Is Ben Beno Velo Beno Ben Beno Belvad El Mitzvah Kol Chacham Lachacham Yisrael Lamed Is Kol Talmidim begins with the Lamed, and then he only takes up Lulmod and Halacha Ches Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayv Talmud Torah Ben Oni Ben Osher etc. So Reb Chaim said, so you see that the ikur of the mitzvah, again, it seems to be a counterintuitive sequence because it's obviously not the chronological sequence. But Reb Chaim says, no, the ikur of the mitzvah is l'mameid. So ad kan dvara, but it's older, b'kona echad, with what we're talking about. If the mitzvah is to transmit the masara, so again, that's fully accomplished only through the Lamed, and that makes the Lamed the crowning achievement of the mitzvah, and that's reflected in the Rambam sequence. What I hope Lined will do in the coming weeks in this slot is to talk about Inyanei Masora. But when we talk about Masora, so there are obviously many elements that all B'nai Torah, Ma'aminim, B'nai Ma'aminim, share, have in common. And then there are elements of Masorah where there are particular Masorahs that different parts of the Torah community have. And we'll try to focus on some of those individuating and differentiating elements of the Masorah that we try to transmit here in Yeshiva.